Hey everybody, this is Beach of Mine, aka The Terrible Australian, and welcome to my third edition of my 2017 Myth Audio Reviews. For this one, I will be reviewing the Australian psychological thriller Rabbit, and as well as the prison drama A Prayer Before Dawn. So let's get right into it. And first up, of course, is Rabbit, which is the directorial debut of Luke Shanahan. And the plot summary for this film is as follows, which I'm reading off the Myth Program Guide. Haunted by dreams of her missing sister Cleo, and convinced against all available evidence that she is still alive, medical student Maud Ashton, Adelaide Clemens, returns to her childhood home determined to find her. With the help of Cleo's fiancé Ralph, Alex Russell, Maud tracks her twin to a hidden commune, where she learns that their fates are indistinctly intertwined. Now, Rabbit was one of those films that when I was looking through the Myth Guide, when I sort of stumbled across it, read the synopsis, I just thought, okay, this sounds really interesting. I definitely need to check it out because I like a good thriller, especially one that takes more of a psychological approach. And this also being that the screening I went to was its world premiere, and plus being that it's an Australian film, I wanted to give it a bit of a support. So when I went to see the film, it was not exactly what I expected it to be. I mean, it was exactly what I expected it to be. Like, it is a psychological thriller. But, wow. I will say this, though. Like, I honestly, it's been a couple of days since I've seen the film. And I honestly, even now, still have no idea how I feel about it. Like, it is, like, from the very beginning. I'll say this about Rabbit. From the very beginning, it grabs your attention like right away with its fantastic opening scene, which just grabs you by the throat and just doesn't let go. And I mean, the film is so and I thought, okay, this film's got me. I like. So where do we go from here? And from there, the film just goes down this completely, utterly bizarre path that I was just like. Both, I was kind of enthralled about what was going on screen. Like, I don't know, honestly, if you ask me what I thought of the film, I honestly don't know if it's a good film or a bad film, but it's definitely something, and it's definitely, I mean, I have to admire how completely, utterly batshit insane this film was, but that's what makes it so unique, and in a lot of ways, why I kind of recommend it for people to check out, because you can watch this. When I was watching this film, you can definitely tell that Luke Shanahan had a lot of different influences when he sort of approached this film. Like, there's a bit of, like, Yorgos Lanthimos's works, like the director of The Lobster and Dogtooth. There's a little bit of that in there, a little bit of David Lynch, a little bit of Stanley Kubrick, even another Italian horror cinema is what also was a big, I noticed it as a big influence through this film, and it's such a weird sort of mashup of all these different kind of elements, and he created something that is so bizarre, but yet so interesting at the same time that I just couldn't look away from it. Like, I don't know whether it's a good film or a bad film, but like I said, it's just an interesting film, and like it's a film that's very chilling and also quite atmospheric, and it is fantastic. Like, the cinematography is just gorgeous. The musical score, which is just is brilliant and also quite nerve-wracking as well, because the film was so loud that the music actually put me on edge at times, and I did feel it did get a little bit overbearing, but that's what just sort of made the film at least unique in a lot of ways. And it has some pretty solid performances. Adelaide Clemens does a really good job in her dual roles as both Maud and Cleo, and also the supporting cast are also really good as well. But yeah, I mean, it's such a unique film. I can't really say too much about it. It's one of those films, if I say too much, it might spoil it. So I definitely say like I said, I don't know if it's a good film or a bad film, but it's one I definitely would recommend everyone to check out, particularly if you're a big genre fan like I am. And as a psychological thriller, I don't know if it entirely works as a whole, But for some reason, I still found it quite an interesting film as well. So if I had to, it was quite difficult for me to come up with a rating for Rabbit because it's just so uniquely unusual. So if I had to give the film a rating, I'm going to give it 3 stars at the moment, but at the moment it's definitely 3 for sure. But like I said, I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad, but it's definitely something for sure. So, and I definitely do want to check it out again at some point just to see how I feel about it overall. So, at the moment it's 3 stars. And now on to my second film, which is, of course, the dark prison drama A Prayer Before Dawn. And the plot summary for this film, which I am reading off IMDb, once again, is as follows. Liverpool native Billy Moore is a troubled young man. Broken home, crime, violence, drugs, jail. But his life tumbles into a new nadir when he is arrested in Bangkok and thrown in the notorious Khong Phrem prison. Turning the martyrs to survive and the fuel to... fuel a burgeoning heroin habit, Moore will witness the very worst that humanity has to offer, and will take everything he has to make it through. Now, A Prayer Before Dawn was one of those films that when I was flipping, like Rabbit, was when I was flipping through the program guide and sort of came across it, what immediately stood out to me was the title. The title I thought was definitely got my interest right away, and then when I read the premise, I thought, okay, this sounds really interesting. But another aspect, what I did get from the film, is that there was a critic review that described the film as Midnight Express meets Ong Bak. And when I sort of read that two combinations of film, I thought, okay, this is going to be like a prison action movie. And then I put it on the list and I went and saw it. I will say that the film definitely... Now having seen the film and looking back on that little review, at least of the sort of comparison between those two films, it definitely is not accurate. I would say this film is definitely more Midnight Express than Ong Bak. Like, even though Ma Thai, I probably butchered that fighting style, so forgive me if I got the name wrong, is definitely a part of the film, but it's not like a huge element of the film, because the character in his spare time before he went to jail was that he was a boxer, and so when he goes to jail, he starts taking Ma Thai up. But it's only plays a small part of the film. It's still a major part, it's not an action film. It definitely is sort of this really dark and intense prison drama first. And the film definitely lives up to that. Like, I was pretty taken aback at times about like how dark this film was, just where it goes in the story, and showcasing like in a very sort of realistic, very brutal way, like what prison life is like in Bangkok, and sort of watching this character of Billy Moore, who in the film is played by newcomer Joe Cole, who did a fantastic job in his role, as we're kind of seeing all these things happening through his eyes. And as you would expect, like being a prison film, he witnesses or is involved with some pretty awful stuff, and which I'm not going to say here, but I think if you've seen enough prison films, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. So, like all the different types of things, like deaths, rapes, and all that other stuff. And like, the film definitely doesn't shy away from that stuff, and that's what I really give the film credit, and also the film's director. I'm probably going to butcher this filmmaker's name, so forgive me. Jean-Stéphane Sauvary. He did a great job directing-wise at sort of showing the intensity of and the gravity of this situation that the character of Billy Moore is in. And the film is, it's really well directed. At times, he does use shaky cam in the film, and it does get a little too much at times, and I kind of wish it was kind of eased back a little bit, but at the same time, it does get you involved. I mean, it does make you involved into the story with that style. So, and also, Like, the supporting cast are all really solid. It's quite an intense film. And also, the act when the sort of the Muay Thai slash boxing sequences are done in the film, they're actually really well done and very believable. Like I said, if you're going in and expecting this film to be a straight up action film, it definitely is not. It's a drama through and through. And I'm actually kind of surprised that it was actually chosen for the night shift section of the program, because the night shift program's mainly for, you know, genre films like horror or sci-fi or thrillers. And I can definitely see, or even action films. So I can definitely see, in a way, I can, like, I it just felt like this film didn't really, not to say deserve to be there, but it just felt a little out of place, at least compared to what else is playing at the festival in that section. So, but at the same time, though, A Prayer Before Dawn, like, it's not a perfect film, but it's a pretty compelling and very engaging film that I just found quite riveting overall. And I think also Joe Cole's performance definitely added to that as well. He's really good in the film. So if I had to give A Prayer Before Dawn a rating, I give it a solid 3.5. So yep, that's the end of this third edition of my 2017 MIFF audio reviews. I hope you guys all enjoyed it. And keep a lookout very soon for my fourth edition, in which I will be reviewing the Australian Albanian horror film Bloodlands, and as well as the British animated film Ethel and Ernest. So keep a lookout for that, and I'll talk to you guys later. See you, everyone. Bye.